Hey, everybody. I'm Matt Hill. I'm with Knight Energy Services. I am blessed to be at NAEP this week as a correspondent for The Crude Life. Thank you, Jason, for getting me down here. I'm introducing my friends. And, well, what's your name?
Petra Reyes.
Petra, what do you do in oil and gas?
I build substations for the oil and gas industry, and I also work in water.
What are you seeing going forward in your side of the industry? Like, what's some innovations that you guys are helping push along?
Electrification is one of the big ones. So that's, I don't want to go down the ESG route, but it's definitely a component of ESG.
Sure.
I'd like to say the E in ESG stands for electrification.
Okay.
You know, we're using a lot of diesel out there, and there's a lot of other sources of power that we can use to power our facilities, locations, drilling, fracking. But that being said, if everybody in the oil and gas connected to the grid to drill and frack, we'd be in a pretty bad problem. I think the Texas grid has enough issues as it is, but it has ties into cost, cutting costs, being innovative, and more environmentally conscious. And like I said, that has a lot to do with the substations that I'm working. We're an EPC company, and I've worked in water for a long time. I didn't want to let that go, that's another key component of the transition the industry is taking and moving into, is being smarter with water and being smarter with power.
I could not have said all of that better myself. That is absolutely why we're here at NAEP, is to meet each other, network, find out new technologies that are available for our industry, and then highlight people like Petra who are really contributing for the next generation that is going to need oil and gas. So thank you so much for being on the show and being here at NAEP. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
That's it, everybody. Take care. God bless. Tune into the next episode. Bye-bye.